Michael, would you just be able to talk us through the decision?
Well, obviously after Sunday, I felt that, you know, we needed to make a change. It's always easier to change one coach than it is to change 25 players. So I spoke to James yesterday. James asked to come and meet with me. Spoke at length yesterday, and eventually came to the decision that that James would leave the club.
You've already, so Sunday's game did have a, did that have a, an impact on the decision?
I think you know, I was as irate and disappointed as anybody with what happened on Sunday. I thought for 45, 50 minutes we pretty much controlled the game, looked well placed to win it, and then obviously got blown away in the last half an hour. And seeing the reaction after the game, you know, it was evident for me that there were some players in that change room that didn't actually care. Now, I'm not going to name any names, but you know, I sat and looked around that change room, and I've told them today, so I'm not saying anything out of turn. I've told them today that, you know, if they don't want to be here, man up, come and see me, and we'll sort something out. But yeah, having spoken with James, you know, James, I think for his well-being as well, you know, it can't be easy when you're copping a lot of flack, you know, for doing the best that you can. And I firmly believe James has done the best he can in the situation that we present ourselves with here. He's a good guy, and yeah, it's been a sad 48 hours for me, really, culminating in what we've announced today. So, yeah, tough times, but had plenty of support from people within the game. You know, lots of messages of support and well wishes, and you know, I wish James all the best in his future career. He's a good bloke. He's got a good family around him, and whatever he goes on to do, I wish him all the best.
And how have the players taken it so far?
Well, we'll see. You know, I went in straight after James had met with the players this morning. I'm not going to repeat what I said, but it was fairly strong. Gave them three options, basically. You know, one, that I walk out the door and they just think I'm a laughing stock and they carry on as they are. Two, that any of the players that don't want to be here, come and see me and we'll sort it out. Or three, you know what, roll our sleeves up, show me and show the fans and the rest of the world what they can actually do, and build some momentum and get through this season and survive this season, because I know we've enough talent within the squad to actually do that, but I can't play, I can't throw a ball about, I can't miss a tackle, I can't drop a ball. You know, it's up to them, and they have to shoulder responsibility for it.
Because as you say, you have got some of the big names in your side, if you look just on paper. Does that continue to be an aim to stay in Super League?
Well, definitely. Yeah, it's the only aim. You know, it's the only aim now is to stay in Super League this season, because I firmly believe that if we can, then we can build from there, really, really build a strong club off the field as well as on the field. And I'm not lumping all the players in with this. You know, I saw some genuine hurt there on Sunday from some of the players sat in the changing room, so I certainly don't want to tie them all with the same brush, but we've all got to be pulling together, and if they don't want to, then come and tell me, and you know, we'll try and revamp the squad a little bit. I'm already trying to do that, but it's very difficult when you've got no money to play with. So we are trying to bring a couple in, but a couple have got to go out first, and whether we can achieve that is pretty difficult at this time. So it's not going to be for want of trying, and I've sat down with Stu Dickens this morning, have a small conversation with Stu, and we'll see what we can do. But you know, clearly something had to change, and as always, the easy option is to change the coach.
So will Stuart Dickens be taking over as coach for now? Or is that a permanent thing, or is that just a temporary fix?
No, I spoke to Stuart. It's just an interim measure. We're going to gauge what reaction we get to today, you know, what applications come in. I've already had a couple of applications. Don't ask me who, because I'm not going to name names. But we have had expressions of interest already, and I would imagine that will build throughout the day as well. So we'll, you know, we've got to make a decision. There's no point being sat here and thinking, well, we've got time to do this, because, you know, quite honestly, we haven't got time. But I've got every faith in Stu that he can prepare the team for this week, and next week if needs be, you know, as long as it takes, to try and get the right man in here who is going to change our season.
You want to stay in Super League. There is still time to change things around, but there's going to be an enormous amount of pressure on this on the new coach that comes in.
Absolutely, and I think if there was a small positive from Sunday, it was that for 45, 50 minutes, we looked a decent team and we built a pretty decent lead against the Lee side, who have pretty much blown everybody away in the Championship. So don't get me wrong, I think there's still lots to play for, and we're certainly not out of the fight, and the new format allows us to still be in that fight. So we've got to get some momentum now going forward to the middle eights, and then be prepared for 2 months where we put everything on the line, bodies, hearts, minds, everything, to make sure that this club survives in Super League this year.
How do you think you can... Do you think it's a case of the attitude of the players that needs to change? Because obviously there's only so much that a coach can do, because as you say, you're not on the field, the coach isn't out there on the field.
I think, again, I don't want to tar every player with the same brush, because I saw genuine hurt on Sunday from that result from a number of players sat in that changing room. Equally, I saw players that, in my opinion, didn't seem to care. Now, that clearly can't be allowed to continue. If they want to play for this club, then show us what they can do, you know. And if they don't, very simply, come and knock on my door and we'll sort something out. Because we need everybody pulling, you know, the same way. I still believe there's more than enough in this squad to really turn our season round. We've got despite what people say, we've got players that are actually sought after by other clubs. So they need to show that, you know, they really need to show what they are capable of and show it for 80 minutes in each game. You know, it's no good playing for 40 or 45 minutes, because games don't last that long. We've got to show it for an entire game. And you know what, if my outburst today with the players or you know, the interviews that I've given spark some reaction in the players, then that's job done for me. If it doesn't, for me, it says more about them than it does about me. You know, they're getting well paid to play rugby league to a certain standard, a standard that I believe they are capable of playing, but they need to show it. It's in their hands. I can't do it for them. Stu Dickens can't do it for them. James couldn't do it for them beforehand. They've got to do it. So, you know, it's with them.
And finally, why do you think it didn't quite work with Webster and Wakefield?
Well, there's an argument that says it did. You know, he came in last year, and let's make no bones about it, he saved us from relegation last year, playing an attractive brand of rugby league with what was deemed to be a squad of lesser potential than what he's got now. You know, I still look back to the days in August last year when we played Salford at home, and that's probably the best game of rugby league I've seen in my time here at the club. So, you know, I think it's you get an abundance of factors that come together and you have to make a decision as to whether you need to change things. And I think we just got to that point with James. And like I say, there was no animosity amongst the, you know, within the discussions that I had with James. You know, it was a sad moment for me, a really sad moment. And as I say, I wish him all the best. But I think, you know, time had probably come for James. And, you know, we'll see what the future brings now. We've got to get somebody new in place. And they've got to hit the ground running, because come the start of August, we need to be fired up. You know, build some momentum between now and August, and then be fired up for what's going to be 7 really tough games.